From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Mugo Odigwe. Here are today's top stories. Today is NFL draft day, and the Bears have the first round pick. This as we're getting more details about plans for a new state-of-the-art stadium, which would sit only yards away from Soldier Field. The total project is expected to cost about $4.7 billion. The Bears plan to pitch about $2 billion. $300 million will come from an NFL loan, which means taxpayers would be on the hook for about $900 million. The team has also said it would look into federal funding. If they get their way, the Bears could start construction next summer and possibly open the new stadium in 2028. The team now needs the Illinois General Assembly's approval, but lawmakers are divided. The Community Commission for Police Safety and Accountability in Chicago will meet today. Supporters of Dexter Reed say they'll be there to demand justice. The CCPSA is expected to discuss violence prevention and planning for the summer, but activists say the commission has the power to set policy for police and act to end the use of tactical teams. They plan to voice those concerns during public comment. Police are still searching for whoever shot and killed Chicago police officer Luis Huesca when he was off duty this weekend, and now his family is getting financial help from the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. The executive director visited his mother yesterday and gave her $60,000 in assistance. His funeral arrangements start on Sunday with a visitation and church service on Monday. There's also a $10,000 reward for anyone with information. Your forecast, morning frost and a mild and bright afternoon, but cooler lakeside with a high of 59. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Mugo Odigwe.